music you remember, playing the hits for you.
The date, September the 10th, 1977, the final day of WIBG Radio 99 in Philadelphia. And stay tuned to the very end for a very special poem that was read by WIBG's own George Benson.
Go, 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 go!
The last day of WIBG, the final 2 hours. You're with High Lit on WIBG Radio 99, one of the old girl's favorite sons. A lot of memories, a lot of people have memories, and even people from other radio stations have been stopping by today to take a look at the old girl. She's proud and she's beautiful and she's still dressed up looking nice. The gentleman standing with me right now is Al Novak, who was with WNAR, but can I let the rumor out that you're joining another radio station, Al?
Sure, why not, huh?
Al is joining WCAU. Al, why don't you tell us about some of your precious moments on Wibbitch Radio?
Well,
this is Al Novak.
I was just relating to Hi the first time I came here to WIBG in 1957. Joe Niagara was standing behind a stand-up microphone in a small studio with a small RCA Victrola 45 changer, which many now have as antiques sitting atop their TV sets at home. That was WIBG. And of course, all the many record hops at the local firehouses and skate rinks, Art Skate Land, remember that, Hi?
Oh, yeah.
And the Coca-Cola dance party. And there were many things that I remember about you. And of course, I remember I've traveled with you throughout your career, all over the place. And I related to you on the telephone the other day when you had your kid brother Pomeroy on the air with you.
That's
well,
right.
There's some of the many memories. And of course, they'll all be missed in less than 2 hours.
That's right.
But of course, there'll be fond memories in the minds of all of us.
Thank you. That was Al Novak of WNAR, and pretty soon you'll be with WCAU's Mighty Big Man. You look very well, Al.
Well, thank you very much, Hi, and we wish you all the luck in the world, and of course, to all the friends of Wibbitch. This is where our friends have been, where they are, and where they always will be.
That's right. I guess WIBG will always play a role in our minds and in our hearts as the years go by. I guess we'll never forget WIBG. Radio 99 with Hi Lit. We'll go to the phones shortly and talk to some of you nice people to find out what's happening. I'll give the number out on the air. And also, get a pencil and paper. I'll give you my address where you can write to me in the years to come.
WIBG Radio 99.
Now, don't forget, tonight we'll be at the 5100 Lounge. That's 5100 City Line Avenue. We'll be there tonight and tomorrow night, a Wibbitch Record Hop reunion, High Lit, Joe Niagara. See you tonight at 8 o'clock, 5100 Lounge.
My own beliefs are in my song. The preacher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in.
If you'd like to write to me, a lot of people have been calling in and asking us what is the address, where can we contact you, Hi. I will give my address right after we finish this particular record. Here's a favorite of mine and a favorite of the old girls. The old queen, WIBG, used to like this song. She always smiled for me when I played it for her.
Ashton didn't get my pass today.
WIBG, fair and cool tonight. Under cloudy skies right now, it's High Lit, Radio 99, WIBG. The trees and seasons come your way. 1 hour and 50 minutes. The last of High Lit, WIBG, Philadelphia.
Lay me down.
WIBG in Philadelphia, my little rag doll. A dozen minutes on the downside of 4 o'clock, and the favorite sons of WIBG are starting to show up one by one right now. I mean, some of the people who have been associated with the radio station. Here's a gentleman who has, they have mentioned his name 100,000 times this week. People have been asking for him. And Niagara always liked to tease him because we used to call him Alan Dean, the all-night queen. Ragdoll. A dozen minutes on the downside of 4 o'clock. And the favorite sons of WIBG are starting to show up one by one right now. I mean, some of the people have been associated with the radio station. Here's a gentleman who has, they have mentioned his name 100,000 times this week. People have been asking for him. And Niagara always liked to tease him because we used to call him Alan Dean, the all-night queen. I don't know how you got that name. I don't even know why he bothered calling you that. But, Al, it's nice to see you, and here's Alan Dean, everybody.
Heisky, great to see you. Boy, what a sad day this is, huh?
Well, it's a proud day. I wouldn't call it a sad day. It's a kind of a still day. It's not too many reactions. Alan, you've played a role on WIBG for many years. You've had your own show with this radio station. And tell us about a couple of the memorable moments, some of the things that have happened to you.
Well, I was thinking about it coming up in the car. And, you know, I grew up with WIBG. I listened to them in high school, listened to the Rockin' Bird while I was still going to West Philadelphia High School. And in those days, when I wanted to be a disc jockey, there was only one place to work if you were going to be in Philadelphia, and that was WIBG. Luckily enough, I joined up with the organization back in 1964. Spent close to 5 years here. In fact, we both worked out of this very studio. It looks a little bit different now than it did in those days, but there's no one memory, nothing specific that stands out. I think every day during those 5 years were a highlight, just being part of this organization. And I've been listening through the week, listening to the great job that you and Joe were doing, listening to the old jingles again, and I just felt that on this, the last day, I had to stop by and sort of pay my last respects.
Thank you, Alan. Alan, you're now with
WIP.
WIP Radio in Philadelphia. And prior to that, you were with?
Well, I was with WDVR. When I left IBG in June of 68.
Mm-hmm. What happened
and,
to you?
And I stayed on the air in this market for a couple of years. And then after a total of about 15 years on the air altogether, I sort of got a little bored with it and decided to make a transition into the sales end of the business, which is what I've been doing. I'm an account exec now with WIP, which means we're both working for the same organization because we're owned by Metro Media and so are the Globetrotters.
That's right.
Working together again, hi.
We'll always be together. Alan Dean, we're talking with right now, had a great show, and a lot of people have asked for you this week, and if anybody wants to contact Alan Dean, they can find you over WIP Radio. Yeah. Nice talking with you, Al. We have another gentleman here I'd like to bring in. And this is a man who has made millions and millions of dollars for WIBG. His name is Dave Bolton. He was the sales manager of Radio 99. Dave, in the greatest year of WIBG, how many millions did this radio station make in 1 year?
In 1967, we grossed $3,300,000. That was the all-time high for WIBG.
How many years were you with WIBG?
13 years. I started with them when they were Religion in the Morning, mm-hmm. followed by Doug Arthur and a conglomeration of different type of programming, and I went right up when they started with Rock Store Broadcasting, right on through to they were the giants in the country.
WIBG, as far as when it was a great moneymaker, what did it average yearly? A lot of people would be kind of curious to know how much this radio station made.
It could do $3 million when it was a giant in the marketplace.
When it was really kicking hard, it was
absolutely
$3 million profit.
But it's, you know, remember, Hi, when we first started to sell this station, we had an awful lot of difficulty. And it was only people like HIS with Bob Shepard, regional manager, who come in. And the first retailer that came in, men's retailer, and bought time on WIBG and supported us when we needed it the most.
I remember Bob Shepard. I remember a lot of those nice people who sponsored WIBG Radio 99, and that was your job. Our job was to give you a winning product on the air, a great sound, and you can go out and sell that. And I know you had people like Pepsi-Cola. We had all the great sponsors, the locals and the national sponsors. But Dave, could you tell me perhaps your most memorable moment with WIBG as the sales manager of a great organization, of a radio station that was kicking hard, it was the dynasty of the town, and what were some of the one or two of the most exciting things that ever happened to you with WIBG?
Hi, there was all types of momentum.
I remember when you and I were drunk in New York City and we got snowed in there and we missed the show, missed the station for 2 days.
I think so. Now, there were so many fantastic things that happened to us. The bringing the Beatles in, the Beach Boys, the Mamas and the Papas. It's just one continuous...
Wait a minute. Wibbage didn't bring them in. I brought them in.
Well, Heisky, I was with you on that trip.
Okay.
My ace number one main man. But bringing all those groups in, we were kind of involved in it and part of it. It was just, there were so many things. Our softball team, you played third base for us. Super glove man, good stick. But all the memories we had, it's very fun. And
Dave,
I just
Bolton,
want to thank you.
Dave, I want to thank you for stopping by, and you're now sales manager with whom?
I'm sales manager, account executive at WDBR Radio in Philadelphia.
Nice to have you stop by and say hello to all the nice people at Wibbage.
WIBG Radio 99.
Hey, the Wolfman's phone just never stops.
Which pimple medicine is for me?
It's the triple threat.
WIBG Radio 99. The in town. For the in town. Ribbageland. I left it in the U.S. of A.
The Fat Boy out of Chicago, Illinois. Weighed 462 pounds. That was just his head. His rest of the body weighed about 4,000 pounds.
A summertime, and the lifting is easy. So hush, pretty baby.
Songs will bring back the greatest memories of all times. Remember this one by James Brown. Calls the memories of yesterday on WIBG in Philadelphia. Well, tonight we're going to do it at the 5100 Lounge. Yours truly, High Lit in person, the Wibbage Record Hop Reunion, 5100 City Line Avenue. Want to see your face in the place at 8 o'clock tonight?
Playing the bells, happy beat. Down on the corner, WIBT Radio 99.
Colder and dimmer by the minute. time she was a proud lady. I used to watch her put her makeup on every day. Sure. All women have pride. They try to look their best. And she would wake up early in the morning with some of her favorite sons, her favorite disc jockeys on WIBG, and the music would be blasting away, and you at home would be making coffee, and... well, maybe you were one of the kids then, and Mama was getting you off to school, and you would like to take a few more minutes of WIBG, whether it be Bill Wright Sr. or Jerry Stevens or Joe Niagara in the morning. Still left over with the flavor from the night before, the highlight show, the all-night scenes. Wonderful Wibbage in Philadelphia. She'll die before 6 o'clock tonight. But the old girl did have a story. She'd get you off to work. She'd put you to sleep at night. She'd laugh and cry with you, keep you informed of the latest news and the weather. She gave you everything she could. She was a generous girl. And she started every morning by saying a little prayer for everybody. And this was her prayer. Been an incredible week. Seems like everybody's been showing up at the 5100 Lounge, that 5100 City Line Avenue. We'll be there tonight with a Wibbage Record Hop reunion. Now get the facts straight. This weekend, yours truly high lit tonight at the 5100 Lounge, 5100 City Line Avenue. Come on over and dance up a storm, bring back some of those great memories. We danced to all the great oldies over there. So come on over and have yourself a groovy time from 8 o'clock up until 2 in the morning. I sure like to see you stop on by. And then we'll do it again tomorrow night, Joe Niagara and High Lit. We'll do it from 6 in the p.m., the cocktail hour, until 11 o'clock Sunday night. The address where you'll find us, 5100 Lounge, 5100 City Line Avenue. High Lit! On WIBG Radio, High Lit with the old girl. As I keep looking from the window, glancing out to the parking lot, I see cars pulling up. People are just curious. They come by to see the great old queen in a dying moment. Soon she'll be gone within an hour and 16 minutes. And so WIBG will become a brand new sound, a brand new radio station, different call letters. In the future, this space on the AM radio will be occupied by a radio station devoted entirely to your desires. And new management says start thinking now what you would like to hear on a brand new radio station. At the end of the week, later on, perhaps maybe tomorrow, we'll give you a special phone number to call with your wants, your needs. Let them know what turns you on, perhaps what turns you off. Radio 99, WIBG, the final favorite son, with the old girl until 6 o'clock.
Charge! WIBG Radio 99.
And every Motown sound that ever was popular or famous was heard here at this WIBG radio spot, 99 on your dial. Pilot with the old girl holding on, and girl, this is dedicated from me to you, to this radio station. Girl, I just can't seem to let you go. So these are the words that I'd like to say to you. I love you.
You're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
WIBG will be just a memory in our minds, bodies, and souls. Love, my love song goes out to you each and every person who's ever loved or listened or cried to Wibbitch Radio.
Now, you know, it's been a long, long overdue. Look out, 'cause
2 minutes past 5 o'clock. Yes, she was so proud when she would play a record by a local group, but then all of a sudden it would become a national smash like this one. The old girl, the old queen, the queen of Philadelphia radio, WIBT, is dying. We can't get her back.
Many guys have come to you with a line that wasn't true.
Turning to worse. We're moving the old girl now into intensive care. Emergency. I'm still holding her hand. She's sputtering and she's kicking back. My love, Queen Wibbage, I'd like to play these songs for you. This is from Hylet, dedicated to this radio station. I love you. Dedicate this song to this radio station that I called Girl for all these years. Hey, girl, from my heart to you.
Hey, girl, I want you to know I'm gonna miss you so much if you go.
Thank you. last string of visitors have been roaming by the radio station looking at the old girl. And these are the songs that the old girl loved so much, especially this one by Sam Cooke. After all these wonderful years, she's gone out in glory with dignity and style, the proud lady of WIBG. Yes, the grand old lady of Philadelphia radio.
Once in a while, if you try to give one thought to me,
doctors predict that WIBG will pass on. If I could ask her to stay in my corner, if I could only make her stay, I would.
You stay.
I've placed some long-distance phone calls. I'm trying to get a hold of Joe Niagara. The old girl has asked for Joe and Hyde to be at her side as she slips into darkness. She was born many, many years ago. And now, September the 10th, 1977. The final hour. WIBG Radio 99, here in Philadelphia. This is for you, girl. be long now. And my feelings as a man in this radio station that I've loved so much. I don't think that I could ever find that recipe to make it happen again. The years have taken a lot out of this guy and have taken a lot out of the old girl. The times were not easy, and sometimes were very clear, and I knew the way to go with this radio station. I loved her. I used to walk through the corridors of the Wibbage Hall of Fame on Sunday nights. I would hear her breathing. Sometimes she was naughty. She'd play little games with my mind. The old girl. I loved her when she was young and beautiful, and I love her more today than I ever loved her before. We laughed in the rain. We played in the sunshine. We held close to each other in the cold, cold winter, through the snow and the fog and the haze. I knew everything about this girl that I call Wibbage. I knew her secrets, and she knew mine. Sometimes people would say I spoiled her because I always brought her presents and try to take her imagination and try to take her mind, but she knew what I was doing. And when I went away from her for a while, I missed her. I thought of her. She told me that I would miss her. She was really a good girl. I remember sometimes when we would throw parties for her, big stage shows, people would come to see her and enjoy some of the fine talent that we would display. She liked most everybody. She would get upset when some people would abuse her. In the last 7 years, they say that she was cranky. Like people to handle her too much, except her favorite sons. She felt it was personal, and she was embarrassed. She said before that would happen, I'd rather go. And a few weeks ago, I was told that she was asking for me and Joe Niagara. She said, send me High Lit and Joe Niagara. Where are those naughty men? How dare they turn their back on me? The Queen Mother wants them. And we rushed to her side. And she said, son, it's time for the Queen to go on. And I don't want you to be sad. I want you to let me go in dignity. But as the days get close, I may get a little afraid, so hold my hand. You see, I've never been to heaven before. And I don't know what it's going to be like. And I said, Queen Wibbage, there's great recording stars. They're waiting for you, because they're familiar with you. She said, hi. Tell me again about the seashore. Tell me again about the big cities that I broadcast to. And I told her about the Jersey Shore. And I reminded her of the good times when people during the summer, Wildwood, Atlantic City, Avalon, New Jersey, no matter where you went, people would take Wibbage along. And she smiled and said, that makes me feel good. I'm holding your hand now. So tell me, did many people come out to see me this time? I said everybody was here. Everybody who ever listened to you listened this week. Anybody who had a story to tell. They were with you. You see, you are the most popular radio station ever. There never, ever, ever, ever will be a radio station like WIBG again. Great stations will come and great stations will go, but you are the queen legend. And she said, that's good. She said, did they talk much about me this week? I said, everybody talked about you. Television stations broadcast it to the people. The newspapers, they wrote about you. Even the other radio stations listen to you. Because when you go, you're going to show everyone the way. Now that great big record hop in the sky that you will be attending, the great stars of yesterday, all of them will be there. She said, hi, I want to go in style. I said, lady love, when you go, you're going to take a piece of everybody's heart with you. I said, you're still a great lady and a beautiful lady to look at. Kissed her brow softly and watched her slip into a coma. She's now in intensive care. She's still alive. She's at the gates of darkness. She said, hey. I said, yes. She said, hi. Do you think we'll ever do it all over again? I said, we'll do it again if you wait for me. But someday, when I take that golden microphone up in the clouds with you, I'll broadcast to all the angels. That's if you still want me. Queen Mother, the Queen, she said, do you think there's anybody listening now? I said, everybody's listening. Let go, woman. Not yet. It's not your time. Your breathing is getting weaker. It won't be long now. Grand old lady that you are. The grand old lady of Philadelphia Radio, WIBT. Can I play a song for you, girl? Can I play a song for you? Something special? And these were the words inside of my heart that I would like you to hear. Listen closely, love.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead, haters and friends, and love's hot fevered eyes, like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice is flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Thank you.
ask for you, Joe?
Gee, thank you very much. I just got in from New York. I spent some of the day there because of neglecting my other way of making a living, more or less, for the past few days. But before we go any further, a few words I would love very much to inject. I understand what you've been doing. Quite a few people have told me, as a matter of fact, since I got home. And I heard some of the comments you made, but I would also like to inject that Wibbage lives, because nobody can take away the best years of our lives. Wibbage has a beautiful past and truly a future of fantastic memories. And to the millions and millions who have been friends over the years, with your permission, Heiske, Joe Niagara the Rockin' Bird would like to say thank you so much. And with love, we'd like to say goodbye, Wibbage.
Joe?
Yeah?
It was nice working with you, man. And I really enjoyed each and every glorious golden year. And the funny thing about it is you and I always went back to back.
Yeah.
I either followed you or you followed me.
We're doing it again.
Joe, the old girl don't look good. She's fading. And there's nothing we can do to save her. I've done my best and you've done your best. And she's proud and she loves us. And she leaves a dowry of great memories, not just for you and myself, because we work from this side of the microphone, but for the entire Delaware Valley. Joe?
Yes, I.
She's dying.
Joe, she's dying. Joe, she's dying. Joe, she's dying. Joe, she's dying. Joe, she's dying. Joe, she's dying. She's dying. She's dying. She's dying. She's dying. She's dying. She's dying.
Lady of Philadelphia Radio, WIBG, is dead. She died at 5:54, September the 10th, 1977, till we shall meet again and never part. Sleep warm, my love.
It was the summer of 77, and we had just said goodbye to the king of rock and roll. While the earth was still fresh on the grave, we heard that now the queen was fading fast, and that she was about to leave us too. She was a grand old gal. In her youth, she was beautiful. She stood proud, just like Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell. She was Philadelphia. We called her Wibbage, but her real name was WIBG Radio 99. She was the first, and many a season came and went, but she rocked on and brought forth sons. There were her good guys, Jerry, Frank, Bill, Alan, Ray, Dean, Joe, and High. They all loved her, and she reigned supreme for many years. Then in late 1968, she fell ill. She wasn't herself. In 1970, she made a slight recovery, but to no avail. She wasn't strong enough and lapsed into a coma in 1971. She remained in this state for a number of years, weak and dormant, unable to see or hear. Then one early morning, early in September of 77, I heard her breathe again, just like before. Her son Joe spread the word that she lives one more once. And we got all misty. Heiske called here, there, and everywhere, uptown, downtown, across town. We heard him tell us that she lives again, but only for a little while, that her illness was incurable, and that it was just a matter of time when the queen would join the king up there where the air is rare. But for now, we listened, we remembered, we relived her finest hours. Everybody was there, Joe, Hi, even the Geeter, all to pay tribute to Her Majesty. But wait, she's fading fast now. She's gone. So let us be thankful that she was a part of our lives. Let us thank her for being and for giving the best years of her life. She was grand. She was Philly. She was Wibbage. WIBG Radio 99, first in Philadelphia.
Wibbage, WIBG Radio 99.